Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Ben. It's Conan and the Chill Chums.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
How are you, Ben? How you doing?
I'm a little bit excited.
Wow.
A lifelong dream to meet you guys.
Wow. You're very good at modulating your excitement. You're about as excited as I am when I find the electrical strip adapter that I've been looking for. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, good. There's the power strip I've been looking for. Huh. It's right where I thought it was. Anyway, Ben, where are you? Where are you coming from?
I currently live in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, cool. Hmm.
Home of Walmart. If you know where headquarters of Walmart are, they're right down the street from us.
So. Oh,
that's wow. Is that where Sam Walton opened his first store?
That's right.
Is it still there?
It is. First store is still there. They have a little museum and his old truck. And a lot of his family still lives here. And they spend a lot of money to make the area look really, really nice.
There's a Walmart museum?
Yes, so everything eventually has a museum.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I couldn't tell if your delivery there was curiosity or like, I got to get to that.
Yeah.
No, it's not the second one. No offense to Arkansas, but I'm not going to go to the Walmart Museum.
Well, I am. I've been to the Costco Museum.
I go to the Costco Museum.
You know what you can do? You can buy the Walmart Museum at the Costco Museum.
Yeah, but you have to buy 42 of them.
Yes, 42 of them in a giant, they're all, it's like toilet paper. They're all stacked together. Ben, I'd like to think we got off on the right foot, and I think we did. Yeah. I'm noticing that there's a lot of like toys behind you. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I am a toy developer, and I work in the toy industry, making toys and selling toys to retailers like Walmart that we just talked about. Oh. So basically like a modern day Tom Hanks in the movie Big.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I know what a toy maker is, so I didn't need a movie reference to tell me.
You know what? I kind of did.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
when you hear...
You don't know what a toy maker is?
I do, but I don't know, like, you say, hey, how about a, you know, an earth that, like, unfolds to a tree?
What?
I would obviously be bad, but, like, that's okay. What they do.
All right. Ben, I'm going to try and keep this on track, clearly. My task is not an easy one today. So you design toys and manufacture them. You make prototypes, and then your job is to try and do you work with someone who manufactures them, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we have a sister company that's a factory overseas that once we develop the toys, we send it over to them. They manufacture it for us and ship it all to us on containers.
Because I know there were toys from my youth, which was a long time ago.
Some sticks and a rock.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have much, but we were happy with what we had. I'm just curious, what are the toys that some of your favorites, like, for example, I always thought Rock'em Sock'em Robots were absolutely amazing. I thought that was a fantastic toy, although it often malfunctioned, meaning a lot of times I'd be fighting my opponent and my robot's head would go gzzz and just pop up, even if I hadn't been struck. Like he just had a cerebral event. What are some of the toys that you really love from when you were a kid?
Oh, Ninja Turtles by far were my favorite. The whole set, all the different Ninja Turtles, all the different Power Rangers. That was really popular when I was a kid.
So you liked little figures. Those were your board games, not your thing so much.
Some of them, like Hungry Hungry Hippo, was pretty cool.
Hungry Hungry Hippos was an amazing game. I used to call it Gluttonous Hippos.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just because they just were so insane.
Yeah.
I mean, what were those cocaine pellets they were after? what hippo? They seemed like they had such a mania for those pellets. And it didn't seem healthy to me. What about other toys that you really like? Or no, tell me this. Which toys do you despise? Are there Ooh. Toys out there that you really think are just bullshit?
Oh, multiple. But my biggest pet peeve is slime, because we'll take like a year or 2 years of making this really cool toy that spent, you know, we spend $1 million to develop it, I'll engineer it, and we launch it. It goes into stores and kids are like, eh. And then, you know, someone will put slime out there and kids are like, I want that. you know,
so yeah.
Slime is always popular. So it kind of bothers me a little bit.
And why do you think slime is popular? I mean, really, you can find it in any manhole or cave. I mean, why do kids want this crap? I don't understand it either. Why?
They secretly hate their parents and they just want to make a mess. And, yeah. and they know it'll bother their parents.
No, also, isn't it like toxic? And shouldn't we start that rumor so that slime would become less popular?
That's what I hear. I hear it makes you grow like a third arm.
Let's get that started right here. So slime is, and you can't eat slime, right? That's, it's deadly.
I mean, it's like eating glue. It's basically made out of glue these days.
So. Oh, I've eaten glue. I eat a lot of glue.
yeah.
Glue is fine.
Glue's good.
Yeah.
Is that what's in your mug right now?
Uh-huh. Just, I'm telling you, it's not bad. It really binds.
I'm sorry, you said it really binds?
It's binding.
Yeah, I know that, but you're saying that's good for eating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So you really helped out there.
I'm sorry.
Terrific.
It's like an odd thing to praise food for is because it's binding.
I don't think so. I think some foods are... Are you with me on this one, Gorla?
I'd rather not even be involved in this conversation.
Yeah. No, whenever I'm on a roll and things are going pretty well, it's always nice to have someone... My conversational bike is just zipping along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you take a big stick and jam into the spokes.
Sorry, I just needed some clarification on the binding.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to you, Ben, because you're the person that counts here. And not old Goofball Jones off to the side. Hey, I see that you have some Pop dolls behind you. Is that right?
Yes. I've never made a Pop. I've never worked for them, but I can appreciate what they do. I know that you... I've done some cool toys with them.
Oh, that's not why I brought it up. But if you're a collector, you might want to try and find one of the, I think there's almost like 46 Conan Jeez. Pop dolls of different iterations from different times that we went to Comic-Con. So they're out there. And yeah.
Is there a Sona?
No.
You got to make a Sona.
No.
Well, no, we don't make them. Oh. The company, the Pop Dolls company, finds out what people really want.
Mm. Oh.
And then they make that.
Okay, people, let's look at your voice out there. Make a Funko Pop Sona doll.
A Chill Chumps. Well, I think a duo. A I'm not, girls
that's
and
not
a
my
Sona.
Angle.
Oh, okay. But I think that'll be idea. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put the word out.
So anyway.
What a huge seller, the Matt Gorley Funko.
No, get the Matt Gorley. I'm sure they already have that mold for something else. It's like a little Harry Potter. All they have to do is take the little Ron Weasley or Harry Potter and just say, hey, look, it's the Matt Gorley.
I'm just thinking of the warehouse, like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, just full of unpurchased Matt Gorley Funko Pop.
You know what they'll do? They'll end up dumping them in the Pacific Ocean.
That's the trash.
And it'll be a giant circle like 600 miles long of trashed Matt Gorley Funko dolls. Anyway,
we'll be finding them. Our grandchildren will be finding them 200 down.
You know, yeah, it'll be the end of the next Planet of the Apes movie. Charlton, whoever plays the Charlton Heston role, will be walking along the beach, and he'll look up, and there'll just be 10,000 Matt Gorley dolls washed up on the beach, and he'll go, "They blew it up. They did it." You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. Mm. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Ben, tell me about a toy that you've made recently that you're really proud of. Have you made a toy that you really like?
Yeah, I made a few. So in the past, I did drones. So we did some kind of drones. Recently, we did a telescope with a phone that you can attach it. Because the biggest problem with telescopes is that you can't find anything in the sky. I don't know if you've ever tried to look in, through a telescope.
Yeah, whenever I look into a telescope, I can never see the thing they want me to see. So what does this telescope do?
So this one, you put your phone on it, and the phone tells you where to point it. So you
That's a great idea. That's a terrific idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for you. That's really ingenious.
Did you make that Yoda behind you?
I didn't make the Yoda. I wish I did. I made the Iron Man and the Red Hood. Those are 3D printed that I made.
Whoa.
So,
oh, you printed that? You 3D printed that?
Yep. And painted it and everything.
Wow. Put it on.
A lot of development. We use 3D printers for a lot of our new toy development.
Do you mind putting on one of the masks, please?
Put it on.
Now take it off.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
Those are nice. Hey, now can you put the 3D glasses over that? They're right there. Yeah. Do you mind? There you go. Now could you look through the telescope? Okay, sorry. Yeah. No, we're good.
Take off your shirt.
What are we doing?
If you could shave your chest, I'd really appreciate it. You're very talented. He's a very talented fellow.
Yeah, I would say that. What's the guy to the far right in the red? Is that some kind of weird Cobra
Deadpool?
Commander?
This is Deadpool.
Oh, it's Deadpool. It's blurry.
Old school Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll bring him over.
So is that something that you commercially made, or you make these things just for yourself?
No. Some of these I've made for myself. Some of them are just kind of hit ideas on other toys. So I've made toys for Deadpool. I've made other toys that we have, like heli balls, action figures, all sorts of things like this we've made. Oh, it's kind of blurry, but...
Well, that's cool. Look at that. What about the manufacture and sale of a really good, high-quality Conan action figure? Do you think there's a market for that?
Oh, like that Deadpool one you just held up.
Yeah, that's... but also something that has, like, movable wrists and, like, kung fu grip and all that.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, Ben, you're the expert here, but I'm talking about a Conan O'Brien action figure. It sits, it talks... it self-deprecates. Oh. What? Do not expose to sun for more than 30 seconds. What would something? Is there a market for something like that? And I want you to be honest.
I would buy it.
Well, there's one.
He doesn't even want to break the storm.
You got one. That's all you need. You need one. You got to start somewhere.
Okay. Well, feel free.
Do you remember the G.I. Joe figure Zartan and how if you put it in the sun, its skin color would change? They should do that with Conan, where you put it in the sun and it just goes red.
No, it should start to smolder and then explode and turn into slime. Wow.
Let me write these ideas down. Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're not giving this idea much credit. I think if you and I had spitballed a little more, you might have seen that there is a market for such a doll, you know? And I shouldn't call it doll. It's an action figure, really. Mm-hmm. And then it could come with all kinds of cool stuff. Comes with its own podcast studio. comes with... comes with its own cholesterol measuring...
Yeah, that's an action figure more than a little Lipitor that he's holding.
It sits, it talks, it worries.
It's an inaction figure.
Yeah.
Ben, do you have a question for Conan at all?
I do. My question for you, Conan, is if you were stranded on an island, but you could pick a toy or take a toy with you, try to keep it clean. It's a children's toy to keep you busy while you're just playing on this island.
There goes my vibrating butt plug.
You know, if you did choose slime, it's a 2-for-1. Just saying.
Yeah, saying.
Gosh.
I've tried it and I do not recommend it.
Oh God.
Going in is fine. Getting out is not fun.
What did you?
Okay. Well, anyway, Sonia, you can just drop out. If you can't handle it, you can drop out.
We're just talking
about inserting slime in our bodies. That's all.
That's not what I was talking about.
He was talking about using it as lube. I think you started putting it in your body. Wasn't that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I meant it was.
I'm talking about something I did 4 years ago.
And it's still there?
No one was with you on the sticking it in your body thing. That
Every time
weird.
I have a colonoscopy, they freak out. They're like, what is going on up here?
It's so binding.
So binding and brilliantly colored. It's got sparkles. Anyway, I'm going to tell you exactly what toy I would bring with me. Mm. I don't even know the name of this toy, but this is a true story. When I was about 11 or 12, somewhere around there, I came down Christmas morning and Santa had left me this big box. And what it was a styrofoam aircraft carrier that must have been, I want to say, about 4.5 feet long. And it had a little catapult on it. And what you did is you put a little plastic jet on it and it had a wire system, like a nylon's wire that ran up to that you could attach to some part of a room that was far away from you. And it would shoot it and this thing would ride up on the wire and then it would turn around and it would come back down. And then you would, using a stick, you would guide it in for a tail hook landing. And I swear to God, yes. Let me see if that's it. Is that it? Oh, man, this thing was fun. I don't know. I think it was Flying Aces. Mine was a jet fighter, and I think it was, I think you did find it, Gorley. I think this is it.
And maybe there are variations all around.
Yes, I think they're different, but you would shoot it up. You would shoot it. It would go up to the top of the wire, and then it had this little simple mechanism that turned it around and it would come back in for a landing and you would use the stick and you would need to guide it in to catch the tail hook.
Oh, wow.
And it was really fun. And I remembered I used it so much. I played with it so much that it all started to fall apart and I just kept taping it up to keep it going. But it was an incredibly fun toy. And be on the lookout for that. That might have been it, Gorley, that you found.
I'll look into it.
But it was, I'd love to set up one here in the podcast studio here at our little command center.
Adam and I were just texting about that.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do that. Look into this toy, Ben. It was really fun. Very low tech, about as low tech as a toy could get. But as you probably know, sometimes that's the joy. You know, this is before this is before they were putting computer chips into toys, and it was just very lo-fi, but really fun.
Sounds like it had a lot of play value. Like you got a lot of play out of it versus a lot of toys today. It's like kids play with it once and then it's thrown away. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this, I used it and used it and used it. It's well into my late 20s.
Maybe it's this one.
Oh, I think that looks a little more like it. Let me see here. Yeah, that's it. That is it. And you just got a text from Brian Ober wondering, have you ever covered this movie? I love this one. No idea what that's all about.
That's the singer from the Silver Sun Pickups.
Yeah. What? Okay. Well, all right. Well, anyway. Oh my God. It's just, your phone's blowing up while you hand it to me.
It's Amanda going, is Conan being nice to you today?
Here's one from Roxette. Does your wife know?
The band Roxette.
Yeah, this is the toy. Aircraft carrier set. It doesn't say who made it or anything, but it's aircraft carrier set. The most challenging you fly it ever. You gotta find this toy. It's by Shaper, S-C-H-A-P-E-R. By the same company that brought you great toys such as Cooties and Ants in Your Pants.
I remember Cooties.
Yeah.
I remember.
Anyway, it was a really fun toy. And these kids these days, they don't know what they're missing. They got the computer chips and they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my answer, Ben. And
I can appreciate that. And the best part about that is if it's made out of foam, you could use it as a flotation device afterwards.
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely use it as a flotation device. Any toy should be able to float for that very reason.
Yes.
That's a prerequisite for any toy. Ben, it's been very nice talking to you. You're clearly a very talented man. And I know that you poo-pooed it, but there's a huge hunger out there for anything Conan. I don't get out much and I have heard nothing to that effect from anybody else. But that's just something I'm assuming because I live in a celebrity bubble. Yeah. But look into it. Conan action figure. And I would happily work with you on this. And and you would share in all the profits.
You would have to be 3D scanned. Have you been 3D scanned before?
I have been 3D scanned.
So that data is already out there.
Yeah, we did it for a Comic-Con segment. So I've been completely 3D scanned, although I did take exception to some of their data. Anywho, thought I was misrepresented. Probably a flaw in the circuitry. Anyway, Ben, very nice talking to you. You're a fine man, onward and upward. And I'll see you on the other side. Meaning, after I die, you'll be the first person that I see in the afterlife. Don't ask me why, but you're going right to the head of the line. Okay, you take care.
Bye, Ben.
Thank you, everyone.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.